See, I got a note from Jacob after the last episode saying that he really likes it when there's like a little teaser bit here at the beginning, kind of a cold open sort of thing around the silence part of it. And I don't know what I think about it. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. We'll find out. But watch out. Here's the loud part. Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Play Radio!
Nerd Alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 274 of Nerd Pride Radio. 274 is tragic, people. Tragic. 274 people were treated for winter storm-related injuries in Rhode Island in January of 2015. West Nile virus killed 274 people in its first 4 years in the U.S., 274 people in America die from blood clots every day. And that's just the numbers I get when I search for 274 people. I Googled 274 children. The results were so horrifying, I can't even share them here. So I need to lighten it up. 274 kittens? Oh, no. I mean, it's not worse than children. Those were bad. But even kittens, not as cute and cuddly as I was hoping for. So, okay, 274 penguins. Nothing. Students? Okay, here we go. 274 students in Phillipsburg High School in Pennsylvania worked together to raise over $25,000 for a local children's hospital. Oh, now we can move on. That was much better. Ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I am awesome! My name is Mike Jones. I am a Pathfinder / D&D nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, you are listening to the best-smelling podcast on the internet. That's right. Nerd Pride smells exactly like birthday cake. And not birthday cake on someone's birthday, because then there's all this other pressure of the celebration and the presents. And yeah, it's a happy occasion, but it's still a little stressful. No, this is just birthday cake that you went out to the store and bought because you were in the mood for some birthday cake. Or better yet, someone you love bought some birthday cake and surprised you with it for no occasion whatsoever. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? The best. Okay. Before we do anything else, let's get into a little meta talk.
Oppenheimer!
Meta talk is where I just pull the curtain back a little bit, you know, talk a little inside baseball, show you how the sausage is made. And this is just podcast and background stuff. And it turns out that after all my whining and blubbering last week about my website going down, I went ahead and created some new forums, and everyone was very positive and supportive. And as soon as I got those up and running, Kyle came in and posted and said, "Hey, do we have to post here if the old forums are up again?" Well, shit. Okay. So, locked up the new forums. We went back to the old ones. Everything was fine. And, as it turned out, despite my worrying, it wasn't my fault. Like, I had backups. There was nothing I could do about it. I had information. I mean, like, there was just nothing I'd do about it. My host screwed up something on their server and literally took 4 days to get it fixed. So, which is, you know, yet another reminder that maybe I should really change my host. Maybe. I'm just so lazy. So much work. I mean, what if I break it, right? I mean, look, I mean, well, we found out that if I break it, we'll just survive and move on. But, boy, I don't know. Seems like a lot of work. But anyway, we're back up. And today is Native Peoples Day, or officially federally known as Columbus Day. And that's why I have the day off from work. And that's why I'm recording in the middle of the day on a Monday. But the important part is that Okay, I'm sorry. I was bluffing. I started that sentence because I forgot where I was going, and so I'm like looking at my notes, and I thought the important part is, and then I would just stall until I found where I was supposed to be, and it turns out my sentence made no sense, so I'm just going to have to mess up, and we'll just start at the beginning and say, hey, it's Native People's Day. I'm recording in the middle of the day on a Monday, and what I wanted to say was, for this podcast, I'm not really going to have a meticulously plotted portion because I feel really bad for R2 about last time. Because, yeah, exactly. Because last time I only did one Podomatic. I was holding off because we didn't have enough. Well, you guys have come to my rescue, and we now have enough to get us through a couple of episodes. And I'm sure more will come pouring in so that we don't have to start worrying about it again. So this is awesome. So I'm going to do a dozen of those, and we'll make it a short podcast today. We will have a good time. But before I move on from that, I will touch base with, a podcast that I've been listening to. Did I mention before Till Death Do Us Blart? Did I? Because if I haven't, or even if I have, I'm going to mention it again because it's coming up. Every year at Thanksgiving, this group of five podcasters, who are all very entertaining guys and they have other shows, but they get together once a year. They all separately go watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. And then they do a podcast about it, and they spend about an hour and a half talking about their impressions this year of Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. This will be, I think, their fifth year doing this year. So maybe fourth year this year. Fourth sounds more accurate. If you haven't ever listened to before, this is your chance to get caught up. It's three episodes, and you're there. I mean, it's not that tough. And it's really entertaining. I listened to the first three episodes back to back when my son Aiden first turned me on to these. And it's really interesting watching them go year to year and how they make some of the same observations each year, but then also new takes on certain parts of it as the world evolves and their view of this movie evolves. And it's just interesting. I really enjoy this thing. So listen to Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. It's a small investment of your time for something that is just really, really stupid. So it's worth it. Also, man, I was going to recommend to you guys to watch Gravity Falls, because Gravity Falls is a cool cartoon from Disney that it's mostly just silly fun, but it's got some smart jokes in there, and it's also got some clever meta plot stuff going on, and you can hear Justin Roiland's voice. This is pre Rick and Morty, or maybe coincidental with Rick and Morty the early seasons. I can't remember. Anyway, there's some bits in Gravity Falls that you can see. You can see some proto Rick and Morty stuff in there, and there's some direct ties as well, just straight crossover references, which is cool. But it's a cool show, and I was going to highly recommend it because both seasons, it's only two seasons, it's not even like it takes you that long. Both seasons are available on Hulu, but just as I start getting into it, finally, because Jacob recommended it ages ago, and I'm just finally doing it, just as I start getting into it, all of a sudden it tells me that, oh yeah, season two is expiring and going away, so man, if you're going to get into it now on Hulu, you better hurry. I don't know where it's going from here. I assume it's going to whatever Disney's new streaming service is. I have no idea. But I think, since I've got till the end of October, yeah, I think I got just enough time to finish this out because I've just started season two, so I should be all right. But man, it's a cute show. So if you get a chance to see it in the future, you should watch it. And also, Noah is watching Steven Universe. So I'm watching it over his shoulder, and I'm catching about half of the episodes as he watches. And, oh, man, I love Steven Universe. But you guys know that. I've talked about it plenty of times. But it's a great show. A great show. And it really, it's truly a kid's show that adults can enjoy fully. I love this thing. Love it. So, was that it? Yeah, probably. Oh, and if you're interested in playing Godball, on the Steam Tabletop Simulator, which I raved about last week or the week before, I don't remember. But if you're interested, drop me a line. I will make you my friend in Steam, and then you should have access to the Godball Tabletop Simulator setup. And all the material is there. I think we need to We need to tweak the rules a little bit. I don't think we've updated the rules since our last changes. We're just kind of playtesting stuff. But we'll get you that stuff. Or you can just ask us questions. Or I'll sit in and play with you. Whatever works. We'll make that happen. But anyway, if you want to play Tabletop Simulator, it's there. And we can do Godball with you. So there you go. Okay, but then that's it. There is no meticulously plotted portion of the podcast. It was just those fingertips. Didn't even bother with any bumper music. Now, it's time for the Pod-O-Matic. The Pod-O-Matic! Hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, or start, whatever, at some point during every podcast, I bring out R2, that was him, in his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you guys come in. And boy, howdy, did you ever. You have something you want to hear me haver on about, you send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums, or text it to me, or Facebook message, or whatever you want to do. Anyway, however it gets to me, I will add it to my Pod-O-Matic list. Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. And my first number here is 45. 45 comes from Ronster. And Ron asks, hey, any regrets about your Ford Fusion? No, I love my Ford Fusion. That car is awesome. Look, my Ford Fusion, I bought it for 10 grand. It got hailed on, and then I got an insurance check for like $9,500. So by then, I'd already made a payment. Free car. That's it. I love my Ford Fusion. How can you complain about free car? I'm not. It's a free car. And it's really nice. Look, the only complaint I have about my Fusion is that when I sit down in it, it doesn't automatically recognize my phone. I mean, it recognizes my phone for making phone calls, but not for playing podcasts, which is the big point of having Bluetooth in the car for me. And so I have to literally sit down and go through the, select, yep. And I mean, it's like, four or five buttons. Yeah, I mean, and it's like an automatic sequence. As I sit down and I'm starting the car, my hand just automatically goes up and goes doot, 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 doot. And then there, I've got it connected and I'm listening. But it would be nice if, because I was in a different Ford Fusion at one point, where every time I got in the car, it just, as soon as I started the car, it went and grabbed my phone, pulled up the last podcast I was listening to and just started right from where I left off, and I never had to do a thing about it. It was automatic. And I wish this Fusion had the same capability, but you know what? That is so minor. It is tiny. And also, I wish it was easier to connect multiple phones to it, because I have, my wife drives it as much as I do, and it would be really nice if we could easily connect her phone to it without having to completely disconnect my phone. Like, you have to remove mine from the system to add hers in, and then she can listen. And then if I get in and want to drive, well, now I have to remove her phone from the system to add mine back. And it would be nice if it was easier to switch between devices. But again, that's because I'm driving a 2013, and I'm sure any modern vehicle that I had with Bluetooth would be way better at this than what I've got. But again, minor complaints. It's not like you can't just use the aux cord and just plug the damn thing in and listen that way. So, it's perfectly fine for a free car. That's what I'm saying. Hot dog 56. And 56 comes from, I don't know. There it is. 56 comes from my wife, Lisa. And Lisa says, she finally did it. You can't take any more. She has to go. How do you kill your wife? Oh. All right. Look, if I've reached the end of my rope and I have to kill my wife, I don't know how to kill my wife because I'm obviously the first person they're going to suspect. And then so what are my plans? Do I do one of these things where I make it look like an accident? But arrange it so that I'm conveniently out of town. That I've been out of town on a work trip all day. And since, I don't know how to do that. I would almost think that maybe I would have to wait for her to make an out of town trip. And That would be difficult because she doesn't take very many out-of-town trips. Like maybe once a year she'll go to some teacher thing where she has to stay overnight for it. But boy, even that is pretty rare. But maybe if she was on an out-of-town trip, because it's usually not far, and it's the kind of thing that oh man, okay, but if I did that, I can fool Eli, because Eli and Noah are the only ones who are home, and Eli would be downstairs all night, and he would have no idea if I left for 2 hours to go drive to the next town, kill my wife, and drive back, and he would swear that I was there all night. But then Noah would know. Noah would notice that I wasn't around, because he lives upstairs, and he would know that I left the house. He would even ask me where I'm going. And then when I got back, he'd ask me how it was. And I'd say, well, it's fine. Your mom's dead. But I think I would get caught. So, I mean, yeah, I've got to somehow make it look like an accident. And I've seen the shows, and I've also seen the procedural crime shows where people have seen a lot of procedural crime shows, and so they think that they're smarter than the police because they've seen all the shows and they know what to watch out for, and then they get tripped up by something super simple because they're not as smart as they think they are. That's where I would be. So, I think, okay, I've got it. I will bite my tongue, suck it up, and just live with it and fume in silence forever. I will, you know what? I will screw up minor things with my idiocy and just frustrate her until she dies of high blood pressure and a heart attack. Could I kill her that way? That's probably the safest way, because then they can't trace it back directly to me. I mean, there's no proving that I was the one that pushed her over the edge, right? Right? I think that's what I'm going to have to go with. 38 is from Kyle. Hey, Kyle. And Kyle says, he says, name 14 things you like about Aiden. Okay. 14 things I like about Aiden. This is, all right, let me think just a moment, because I don't want to trip myself up here. I'll see what I can do. He's smart. He's funny. He's punctual. He will drop everything if you need him for something. You call him up and you need him here, he's here. He paid for his own college. He also decided to drop out of college because it wasn't for him. But you know what? That's his decision to make. He paid for all of it himself. That was his choice. Awesome. In fact, he's got a sense about money. I mean, like, he's a guy who knows how to live poor. He knows how to stretch a dollar. He knows how to make do, so he doesn't need to sponge off of other people, especially me, which I appreciate. He is an enthusiastic gamer. In fact, more than that, we share lots of interests, lots of tastes. He has a great name. Aiden is one of my favorite names of all time. I love Aiden. I picked it. Now, granted, Aiden has been diluted over the years. When we picked it, we only knew of one Aiden in the world. And now that we have an Aiden, everyone has decided to misspell it because everyone puts an E into the damn thing, and Aiden is not spelled with an E, it's spelled with an A. And there are a million Haydens and Aidens and Braydens and Jadens and Cadens, and I mean, it just goes on and on. It's the age of Aiden. But having said that, it was a spectacular name when we gave it to him. He's still the original, and I appreciate that. He can grow a beard like nobody's business. I mean, that he has got, body hair for days, and he knows how to work that beard. Right, Aiden? I know you're no, you're not listening. I'll tell you that there's a part in here about you, so now I know you're listening. There you go. He has never gotten a traffic ticket. How weird is that for a 21-year-old man, right? In fact, not only no traffic ticket, no, I was going to say he's never been in an accident, but that is not true. He did get into that fender bender that cost him his job at Domino's, so that sucked. Which is not, of course, why they let him go. Because I think they're not allowed to just let you go for a single fender bender. But they did tell him that, oh, look, we're overstaffed at the moment, and we're just not going to be able to keep you on. I wish we could, but we have too many people, they said the day after the fender bender. Anyway, but you know what, who am I judging? Right? Right. He is, creative. He is a talented writer. He is, very creative. It translates into him being a creative game master, or at least I believe so, because he just started up his first group a little while back, and he has spectacular ideas. He and I have been spitballing some stuff and working back and forth, and he's got really awesome ideas, and, from the way he talks, his first couple of sessions have gone really well. Like, he set up some possibilities for them, and the players are just eating it up, and so hopefully, that's going really well for him. I'm very happy for him. Let's see. What else about Aiden? I don't even know where I'm at. I think I'm at like a dozen so far. I have no idea. He is never ashamed of his own opinions. He is outspoken and proud of his opinions on stuff. Shrek 2 is his favorite movie, for example. Favorite movie of all time, and he doesn't care who knows it. All right? What do I need? One more? I think I'm done. Should I throw in one more for... All right. And he's got a fabulous ass. There you go. Is that enough? I think... Should I do one more? No. You know what? I can't think of any more. Kyle continues. Now, just one thing about Trump. All right. You would think that that's difficult, but one thing... I don't know that... Hard to say things that I like about Trump. Because even the qualities, even things that are strengths of his, are annoying because of how he chooses to use them. But I will tell you, the man has charisma. The man commands a goddamn room. Yes, he may be completely wrong about all sorts of things. He may be a criminal. He may be, in my estimation, the worst president we've ever had. There's lots of bad things about him, but you cannot deny the fact that he can work a grift and he can command a room. And when he talks, people listen and they take him seriously, even when they think he's a buffoon. And you've seen, there's video of tons of people who think clearly they're sitting right next to him and they clearly think he's a buffoon. And yet they listen to him, they hang on his words, and they do what he wants a lot of the time. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. So I will say that that is a strength of his. I don't know that I necessarily like it, but it's a strength. So there you go. 47. All right. Let's see. 47 is from Kyle again. Hey, Kyle. And Kyle says, hey, how's your effort to become a cheese snob coming along? Well, first off, to be more correct, I would love to be a cheese snob, except I really wouldn't, because snob is, I don't want to be better than anybody else. I just want to be a cheese nerd. I just want to know lots of things about cheese and be excited about sharing them. And in general, not bad. I mean, like it's not something that I'm actively working at right now, but I also will never pass up a chance to try a new cheese and, I guess what I really need is I need more opportunities to try several cheeses at once and make more direct comparisons between them and kind of learn the differences so that when I try a strange cheese, I can figure out what it reminds me of, where it fits into the pantheon of cheeses I already know, that kind of thing. I'm really bad at connecting those dots, but I really enjoy cheese. I love cheese. And then Kyle also continues, have you ever had horseradish cheddar? Oh, yeah, I've had horseradish cheddar. I've had horseradish cheeses a couple of times. And I don't like horseradish. I've tried. I don't like horseradish. I don't like horseradish mixed into stuff. I don't like the particular burn you get from that. I find it uncomfortable and unpleasant. So horseradish is not my favorite. He says, is that an amateur question? No, not at all. I mean, good Lord, man. I don't know enough to be able to tell you what's really an amateur question. But you're fine. You're just fine. Hey, and then he says, what is your current favorite cheese? My current favorite cheese, I am still, man, I have a soft spot for Red Leicester. I love Red Lester. It's just, I don't know, there's something about it. It's got a little bit of a grainy texture, and it's got a little bit of a bite to it. I really like Red Lester, but my favorite is a toss-up between plain old Kraft American slices, and I know that makes me a monster in some people's eyes, but I still like Kraft American cheese. It's the nostalgia factor for me. I love being able to do a regular old Kraft American grilled cheese sandwich or just a two-egg omelet. There's nothing but two eggs, some American cheese slices in the middle, and you know, a little salt and pepper. That's all I need. But if I'm going to be a little bit classier than that, smoked Gouda. Smoked Gouda is amazing. We were just out camping with the extended family on my wife's side. And one of them, Adam is the greatest guy ever. Adam is just the guy who is so handy that he knows how to do just a little bit of everything. And just, like, you need help fixing something? Trust me, he knows how to fix it, whatever it is. You need help building something? Pretty sure he could make it on his own if he had to. He made for us the really cool deer antler. No, it's not deer antler. It's I think this is just it's got a wooden, a polished wood handle on it, I think. I can't remember. Anyway, it's our fire poker that he made for us. And so, you know, worked the metal, got the handle attached to it, polished everything up. It's gorgeous. I love that. But when we went camping, he brought out this big old bag of cubes of smoked cheddar or smoked Gouda that he had made himself. And they were so good. Oh my God. I mean, and you know, the way he's describing it, he's like, it's just easy. You go out and get some Gouda and you cube it up and you throw it in the smoker with this and this and you leave it in there for so long. And it was so good. I mean, just, I love smoked Gouda. It's awesome. So there you go. Good cheese questions, Kyle. And that is I can't read that number with the glare. There it is. It is 30. And 30 is, we're not going far afield with any of these, are we? 30 is from Ronster. Hey, Ron. Ron says, when shopping for a lawnmower, what is the best color to buy that will show my nerdiness? Okay. If you want to imagine that you are a nerd and you are expressing that through your lawnmower, do not get red or green or black. Yellow. There's kind of a lot of yellows now, so that one's a little harder. I would go with a baby blue, probably. A baby blue lawnmower, or if you can get yourself a kind of a faded orange, maybe the color of the General Lee if it's been left out for too many years without a wax job, something like that. But I'm saying the baby blue. In fact, you know what? Why don't you combine that kind of cyan light blue with the orange and just go with the straight Nerd Pride colors. I mean, honestly, get yourself a baby blue riding lawnmower with orange detailing on it, Nerd Pride logo down the side. You know what? You will be the envy of everyone on your block or acreage or square mile. How do you divide up land in Georgia? It's Georgia, right? Yeah, see here it's all square miles because in Nebraska we literally have a road every mile. The entire state is cut up into 1 square mile blocks by straight roads, straight county roads that just cut the whole place up every mile. I have no idea if the East Coast does that. I suspect they don't because, you know, we're a railroad state. So, but anyway, you will be the envy of your locality, local community, all your neighbors. That's the word I'm looking for. Neighbors. 47, we did. Good Lord, man. Roll differently. 31. It's all just 30s and 40s here. 31. And that is from Ronster again. What is your favorite M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movie? My favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie is Unbreakable. But again, I've been through the list of Shyamalan movies, and And while there are some, like, The Happening and the Airbender movie, that, I mean, he's got some definite misses. He's got ones that are just, I mean, they're just not good. That's fine. Sixth Sense was all right, but Unbreakable is my favorite. But I like most of what I've seen of his. I just do. I liked, what was it, The Visit, the one with the kids going to stay with their grandparents for the holidays or something like that. I enjoyed that one. Lady in the Water. Lady in the Water is one of my favorites. I just, you know, Village wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a great movie, but Village wasn't bad. So, you know, I'm kind of a Shyamalan fan. I'm a Shyamalan apologist, but Unbreakable. 49. See, it keeps switching between 30s and 40s, so I know the die isn't stuck, but it's also only rolling 30s and 40s. I don't get it. This one is also from my wife, and my wife Lisa says, "What is your worst habit that you would like to break?" My worst habit that I would like to break right now is picking up my fingernails. I think I've described this before, but I used to bite my fingernails. I don't bite them anymore, but now I kind of pick at them. And I still wind up peeling them off and they wind up short. And so it is a bad habit that I wish I could get rid of. Also, I would like to, I don't know if this is a habit or not. I would like to stop craving nicotine. That would be awesome. It's been years since I've had any nicotine. And I am telling you, it's still, I don't crave cigarettes. Cigarettes are not my thing now, because when I did quit, I quit by using nicotine lozenges, and I did those for way too long. But, you know, at least I wasn't smoking, right? I've never vaped. I've never, it's been literally nicotine from cigarettes and then nicotine gum. I've tried just a couple of times, and I think that's nasty. And then nicotine lozenges, which I think are just magical heaven. And I will still, it's not every time, but once in a while, I will still walk through Walmart, and when I pass the pharmacy section, they've got the display of the nicotine lozenges right there. I'm like, oh, just $10. Just $10. I can have a whole week's worth. Oh, man, come on. What's it going to hurt, right? What's it going to hurt? And then I don't do it because I know it'll hurt. It'll be $10 a week for the next 2 years. But, oh, man, I would love to not crave nicotine anymore, ever. I mean, like I say, it gets less and less, and it's easier to control it. But it would be nice to just not have that there at all. That would be great. Ugh. 51. All right, we got out of the 30s and 40s. 51 is from... it's from Kyle. Kyle says, "I've quit raking leaves. I've decided it's stupid. Leaves are supposed to fall on the ground and turn into dirt. My neighbors hate me. Where do you stand on this?" Oh, I'm with your neighbors. I hate you too. No, I'm kidding. I love you. You're my brother and you're awesome. No, I'm totally on your side. Dude, I stopped raking leaves years ago. Years. I don't rake my leaves because leaves fall on the ground. And then, now, at least around here, leaves fall on the ground and I have a huge ass tree in my backyard. I mean, huge. The thing is, if you measured just straight across the trunk, 8-foot diameter. Okay? This is a big tree. And it drops leaves all over my lawn and all over 3 to 4 of my neighbor's lawns. It's a lot of tree. And even with that heavy load of leaves on the ground, you know what? In the fall, I'm just mowing over them and mulching them and they just drive right back into the dirt. No big deal. And then eventually it gets to where we're not mowing them anymore, and that last layer of leaves gets trapped under the snow for a little while. And then they just disintegrate. By the time spring thaw rolls around, they're just part of the grass. And you know what? The first couple of years I stopped raking my leaves, overall my grass was healthier because I'm not taking nutrients away by bagging up all those leaves and throwing them away. I'm putting them back into the dirt. And I think it is, I have no proof of this. I've not read any articles on it. I don't need to haul them away. I mean, honestly, what am I going to do? Take them somewhere where they're going to, it seems pointless to me. It's a lot of work to bag them up. And then you set them out by the street and they take them off to wherever they take yard waste for the city. And they, and you've now just removed, you know, literally 100 pounds worth of material from my yard. I don't understand that at all. To me, yeah, I stopped raking a long time ago, and I'm just fine for it. Look, I go around, and the places where maybe the wind has caused it to clump up in a corner, like by the front steps and that kind of stuff, where it clumps up in the corner, you get the rake out, and you kind of just spread that stuff out. Or you get the mower out and you just mow over those little collections just to make sure that you're not getting a mat there that's going to kill the grass. But otherwise, no, it's fine. It's just fine. So, yeah, I am totally on your side. I don't know what my neighbors think about it, but you know what? My lawn's doing great, so I'm not worried about it. 94. 94 is from... Oh, it's from Kyle. Kyle's the big winner today. Go, Kyle. Go, Kyle. It's birthday. And, oh, my God. How did I do that? I swear to God, number 94 is from Kyle. I've quit raking leaves. I've decided it's still... Holy shit. I thought I eliminated all the duplicates. What is wrong with me? 24. I've really got to clean these up. I thought I got rid of them. All right, this one's from Kyle, and Kyle says, I have a reward for great gameplay in my Pathfinder group where I give a player the 30-sided die, and they can replace any one die with it one time over the next two game sessions. What types of meta rewards do you use? Something similar. I mean, we just call it, I don't even remember if it's a hero point usually is what we call it, but a hero point or an action point or a, basically it's just a point that you get to cash in at any time just to say, this roll, I get to do something spectacular. And I think, you know, maybe replacing it with the die 30 is probably a cooler way to do it, but it's the same kind of concept that, you know, it was once when they were crossing the bridge and the goblins are cutting one end of the bridge and everything's going to fall, and he misses his reflex save to catch onto the edge, and so he's supposed to fall to the water below, and it's like 100 foot down, and there's some beast down there, and he's in serious trouble. Like it's potentially going to die, and so he spends a hero point to get another shot at it, and I allow him to use his hero point to catch the end of the bridge before he goes completely down. And then he crawls back up. But it's the same kind of concept. So, and then a lot of times I forget to start awarding the hero points. So it'll be things like, you know, you go a few sessions and then you're like, wow, I really should have been handing out hero points all this time. Because, you know, when you award them, then they'll start using them. And then more spectacular things happen in the game. People have fun. So... 38. And 38 is from... There it is. Oh, Kyle, we've already done it. All right, this will be the last one. The next number we roll that hasn't been used. So 66, I'm pretty sure that's it. 66 is from Kyle. Inside the NPR studio, question 10. If heaven exists... What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? He would say, wow, good job bringing about world peace and curing cancer, Mike. We always knew you could do it. There you go. That's pretty easy, right? All right, I think we are all done. We're going to turn over to GLaDOS, and she's going to give us a recap of this week's episode so far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. Didn't use any bumper music this week, but if I did, all the songs I do use are available on iTunes, where you should check them out because I don't put them in my podcast, but I don't really love them. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast in whatever podcatcher you use, and use that service to write us a nice review that includes a 5-star rating, because that's what makes the difference. It gets us to the top of their algorithm, as it were. But if you want to do something super nice for this podcast, seriously, recommend it to your friends. Because you are enjoying this podcast, therefore, you should spread the word, tell other people, let them know it, and then they can enjoy it as well. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Don't forget, oh, I'm always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. Watch every week on the forums and Facebook for listener betrayal, or really just tell me you want to be on the listener betrayal list, and I'll just message you whenever the time comes through Facebook. And if you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all of that grueling research. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on some social medias. But to be completely honest, seriously, the very best way to talk to me is come sign up for my forums, which are still thankfully there and alive at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. You sign up there, you send me a message, we will hang out together, we will become best friends in the world. We will become godparents to each other's children. We will send each other gifts every Christmas, even though we don't really know each other that well at that point, because we've kind of drifted apart a little bit. And then we, no, I can't drag out these stories, because that's not true. We will be bosom buddies till the end. That's how it works out. We'll have fun. And now it's time for listener betrayal. Before I start recording every podcast, I send out messages to my loyal, trusted listeners, and I say, hey, I am recording. Let me know what you're thinking. And then anything they send to me, I read off at the end of the podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. And today, again, is Native Peoples Day, and thus it's the middle of a work day on a Monday for most people, so I have no idea how much response we've got, but we'll find out. Okay, the first one is from my son Aiden. I said, Nerd Pride Gallium Club members, happy Native Peoples Day. You can ask anything, but I also have a question from my dad. My dad was very excited about this. If you were a zombie and had a chance to eat any one celebrity, who would it be and why? And I will tell you, my dad's choice for this is, he said he would eat Neil deGrasse Tyson, because Neil deGrasse Tyson is kind of a beefy dude, so there's some weight there, some sustenance, but also he's a really smart guy. He's got a big head with a big brain, and the fact that, you know, he's Neil deGrasse Tyson means it's quality brain. That's primo stuff. All right, he's thinking ahead. Whereas my mom just said John Goodman, because he was the celebrity that she could think of who had the largest head. And she is not wrong there. So she would pick John Goodman just for the sheer quantity of brain, which I thought was cool. Now, Aiden replied, you traitor bastard, did the first court case mean nothing to you? Do I need to get my boys to teach you a lesson? Maybe I should take your precious little sight again. Wait, are you reading this out loud? No, stop that. I didn't say anything. Holy shit, stop reading. Why are you still reading? Oh, damn it. I mean, yeah, great question. I think I'd eat Bill Murray after he was shot in the chest with a shotgun. Yeah, love this podcast and you. Forget I said anything about layers and roughing up and, lawyers and roughing up, because, you know, I mean, onions have layers, ogres have layers, but Aiden has lawyers. This is all a joke. Have a good day. Aw, thanks, Aiden. That's sweet. And good answer with Bill Murray. I appreciate that. All right. And then next is, let's roll down. Ooh, it's Emily. Hey, Emily. Emily says, I'd say Trump, but I don't want him inside of me. No, nobody does. Nobody does. Although, here's the thing. That was my answer. I was hoping someone would say Trump, and then I could expound on my own answer. See, you guys are just a vehicle for me to talk about myself. That's how egocentric I am. And that was my first thought is, wow, as a zombie, I now have free reign, according to this question, to just murder any one person. That's great. So I would pick Trump. And I told this to my dad, who then said, oh, yeah, Trump, sure. But if you're a zombie, that means we're in the apocalypse. That means that the world is already screwed, and really, Trump holds no power anymore. He's probably among the first to get eaten. Like, you don't need to worry about him. Somebody's taking him down. And even if they don't, what, he's going to live poor and scared and weak for the rest of his life. So, you know, you can ignore him. I'm like, good point, Pops. So, you know, I agree, but I'd still, Trump would still be my answer regardless. Let's see. That was Emily. And then next is, oh, it's Ron. Hey, Ron. Ron says, okay, if the Joker were permanently moved to the MCU, to whom would he be the foil? Show your work. All right. And now I can see already ahead that he says he would choose Spider-Man because Spider-Man is a crime fighter and the rest don't seem to do a lot of fighting crime. All right. I think personally, if the Joker were to be moved to the MCU, maybe. I mean, Spider-Man's a good pick. He's very Batman-like in that he is propelled by tragedy to fight crime in secret. So he is very Batman-esque in that regard. But I would almost find him more interesting as a Captain America villain, maybe. Because Captain America is about the American way, the American ideal. He is about, I mean, you can say law and order, but he's more than law and order. He's a pure good. He is a force for good. I don't know. Is there a justice hero in the MCU? Is there someone for whom justice is as big a deal as it is for Batman? Maybe. I still think Captain America at this point. But, you know, Joker is a very specific fit to Batman. But I'm going to say Captain America. I think Captain America's wanting to build up law and order for the purpose of serving the greater good would be an interesting opposition to the Joker's random anarchy and chaos for the sake of random anarchy and chaos with no concern to who it hurts or who has to suffer as long as you're shaking up the status quo at all times. So that's my take. But he goes on. If I were a zombie, I would go for some good lean muscular type with plenty of meat on his bones, like Chris Hemsworth. Ooh, very good. If I'm going for brains, then... All right, I can't pronounce this well. Look out, Michio Kaku. I don't know who that is because them brains is good eaten. So I should look that up and find out who that is, but I'm not going to. Have you seen the movie Yesterday? We did, and it was a rare event in that we all enjoyed it. Yeah, I saw Yesterday, and I really liked it. It was slightly lacking for me. There was a punch there that I felt it just kind of missed a little bit. But that's a minor complaint. To me, it was a good movie and a movie that I just thoroughly enjoyed watching. Maybe it was the chemistry in the love interest. Maybe. Because I love a good alternate reality story. I love, let's see, Search for Oasis. Nope, no Oasis, of course. I loved that. I like a good alternate reality story. I like his journey to discovering what happened to the Beatles. I like the story of the people who found him. I found the whole thing very interesting. I thought it was cool. So, again, not a great movie. It had some weak spots that could have been a little better, but I'm not a screenwriter. I don't think I could have done a better job of it. So, that was Ron. Ooh, Talvin. Talvin says, this is the best answer so far. Talvin says, I would eat Simon Pegg because of the irony. Oh, you're so good at this. Good answer, Talvin. And then, let's see, we already did Aiden. And then, ooh, Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth says, Robert Downey Jr. because he looks like a snack. Oh, nice. So, next, Jacob says, Ryan Reynolds because he's yummy. There you go. All right. So, that is the end of that. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you coming by for this. We had a great time. I will talk to you guys next week. Probably Aiden will be back next week because this is his weekend working. So next weekend he should be available. We'll see how it all pans out. You guys are great. See you next time. Bye.